The following comes to Radioactive from the Voice of America.
This is Business Scene. I'm Skylar Ogden. U.S. President Donald Trump has put new tariffs on tens of billions in Chinese imports, sparking immediate retaliation from Beijing. U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer said the punitive duties will apply to 818 Chinese products valued at $34 billion starting July 6th, with a second list of $14 billion to be considered under a new review process. In reaction, China unveiled 25% duties on $50 billion worth of U.S. imports. The tit-for-tat duties caps a month of diplomacy in which China tried to assuage Trump's grievances over trade imbalances. Trump has long argued that the United States has been on the losing side of trade deals for far too long and has said that U.S. jobs and wealth have been pouring into other countries. The China trade offensive is only one side of a multi-front battle with various U.S. trading partners. Trump outraged Canadian, Mexican, and European leaders recently by imposing steel and aluminum tariffs to protect American producers from supposed unfair competition. These policy decisions are in keeping with Trump's America First policy, but critics say the decision will only hurt American businesses, especially U.S. farmers and manufacturers. Brussels, Ottawa, Beijing, and Mexico City have already said they intend to inflict damage on export industries in politically sensitive voting districts of the United States. The White House maintains that any Chinese countermeasures would be unjust and will be met with even more sanctions. Chinese tech giant Alibaba opened an office in Malaysia, its first country office in Southeast Asia. The new office signifies Alibaba Group's continued effort to develop the technology sector of Malaysia. Founder and executive chairman of the Alibaba Group, Jack Ma.
We come here looking for partners. We come here to enable partners. We want the partners to be the local king here. Because we know only when partners succeed, we can succeed.
Aside from an Alibaba-led digital trade zone in Malaysia, the company has also established a cloud computing data center, brought its mobile payment service Alipay, and has trained thousands of individuals, entrepreneurs, and cloud computing professionals under various programs. Ma also announced the launch of Malaysia Week in July to promote a broad range of Malaysian products and services to Chinese consumers. For VOA's Business Scene, I'm Skylar Ogden.
That was a program from the Voice of America.